www.thebrewingclub.com.
Tonight, hey everybody, Kate Delaney, happy to be at the helm of this ship in some interesting waters that we're navigating around. 18 days until the election, which means we could have a whole new house of cards, if you know what I mean, in a legislative sense. And Pennsylvania Avenue, 1600, who knows? Do the Obamas stay or do they go? Is it four more years or is it four new years for Mitt Romney? Hey, coming up this Hour of America tonight, a little bit later, we're going to do that Nail the Score thing. Oh, yeah. Nail the Score, your chance to win some fabulous prizes. Dave in Vermont will be happy to know it only took us 5 weeks, but we have his prize package ready. Actually, we were waiting on some pretty cool prizes, so he'll be psyched. We had a winner the first week out of the gate. We hadn't had a winner in years. Chris in Connecticut was the last person to do it. So bravo to Dave in Vermont. And maybe you're going to be the next winner. It's easy. It's like playing the lottery, only you don't have to plunk down a dollar. All you have to do is once our supercomputer picks the game of the week, you tell us which team you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. How easy is that? So Obama and Romney both campaigning fast and furiously. They know time is running out. Tick, 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 tick. One debate left. That's next Monday. Here's Obama, as he says, with a recap.
Let's recap. He's got a tax plan that doesn't add up. He's got a jobs plan that doesn't create jobs. He's got a deficit plan that doesn't reduce the deficit.
Mitt Romney disagrees, and some of the polls show that you disagree because he's jumped up significantly in the polls. So more people are looking at what's in their wallet and what's happening around their own surroundings because of the fact they're getting clobbered with taxes, or they're concerned about what the taxes are going to be in the very near future. As usual on this show, we're mixing it up, talking about a couple of different things, including the pipeline. You know, that was one of the things that was brought up in Tuesday's debate. Mitt Romney talked about the fact that the president squashed the pipeline, the other phases of the pipeline, the Keystone pipeline from Canada, which would have added a ton of jobs. But I think the pipeline comes back to life if the president is reelected. I think then he'll distance himself and won't care about the environmentalists. But once the environmentalists complained and started to march and had a fake pipeline outside of the White House gates, the pressure was on, and then that's ultimately, I think, what happened there. All right, we're going to take a few calls at the top. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can certainly do that. I love to start off swinging for the fences. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go to David, who's listening to us, I think, in San Fran. Hey, David, how are you?
Hey, how are you, Kate?
Good.
I'm out in San Francisco, and what a night it's been. I was down there at Civic Center, and they had three different types of culture. They had the opera was kicking off, they had Bob Dylan, and they also had the X Games. So you could see motorcycles flying through the air, Bob Dylan, or the opera. So it was
that's great. That's the beauty of that city. You get a little of everything.
And all within a block of each other.
Wow. Cool.
Amazing. Yeah. Hey, you know, I was interested in that XL pipeline. And
yeah.
Hey, just to let you know, I used to live out in Colorado, out near Grand Junction. And Parachute is where they were going to put in a big oil shale project. And oil shale, basically, you know, your highest quality coal is anthracite, and that's like 5 million years old. And then you've got low quality coal, which is about 4 million years old. That's got a lot of sulfur in it, but it still basically looks like coal. Well, shale oil looks like shale. It looks like a flat rock. It's kind of a, you could look at it as clay, except it's got a kind of a unique condition to it. It's very flat. You can make pool tables out of it. And but you would have to grind it up and boil it and grind it up and boil it, and you would waste 20 gallons of water to make 1 gallon of fuel. And you would also have to spend 50% of the energy to get 50% of the energy out. So it's a wash, except you end up with 20 gallons of highly polluted water for every 1 gallon of fuel. So when they were putting that shale oil project together in the late 70s and early 80s, you know, it looked like a nice idea for jobs at the time, but then when they realized that they were going to have to make a dam and hold back, you know, if they were going to make 1 billion gallons of fuel, they were going to have 20 billion gallons of poisonous water sitting in a dam right upstream from the Grand Canyon, from Arches, from the agricultural valley of the Grand, you know, Grand Junction has a lot of fruit growing in there, grapes, peaches, pears, plums. Virtually every kind of fruit grows in there.
Right.
And that it was going to basically be this sword of Damocles, just waiting to bust eventually and send all this polluted water downstream. So that's when the shale oil project fell apart for Colorado. Now, this tar sands idea is even worse because instead of only being 2 million-year-old shale, this is like 1.5 million-year-old sludge, which is basically sandy gunk that sits on the bottom of a swamp, and that you not only would have to do the same grinding, boiling, purifying, but you would waste 28 gallons of water to get a 1 gallon of fuel out. Now, they want to basically send this tar sands from the North Pole all the way down to Texas.
Right.
And so it's not bad enough that they would melt icebergs or however they'd get all this water from way up north to send it down to Texas, but they would have to basically take from everywhere along the line in order to send this sludge down to Texas. So they would be taking water from the farmers of Nebraska, taking water from the farmers of Wyoming, taking farmers' water from Kansas, all the way down to Texas, where it would be loaded on ships and sold to China.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bad idea, and when you said that it would be a ton of jobs, it would, as I understand it, with robotic pipe laying operations now, I've heard that it is exactly like 2,000 jobs to build that whole pipeline. They've got so many robots and, you know, automatic welders and heavy equipment that basically you're just doing these major truck driving operations to build all of this pipeline. And it's not like when they built the Alaskan pipeline of 40 years ago or so, and they had 20 or 40,000 jobs. They're,
right.
They're really only going to have, to put it in your terms, one ton of jobs, and that's it. So
you know what? I heard the. I totally get what you're talking about with the oil, and I'm going to. I'll respond to that because we're almost up against it. But with the jobs, I've talked to people in the industry to try to flush that out. If there was exaggerated, how many jobs are we talking about? And you're right about some of the technology advancements would take the place of what would be normally human hands or whatever, except for that it's not that there's still, what I, the way it was put to me, David, is that there would still be a lot of, there would be a lot of jobs besides the trucking element that would have to happen. There were things that have to happen with that pipeline that could not be done robotically. So there absolutely would be the potential for a lot of jobs. Definitely. Still there. And more on the pipeline and some calls, too, coming up on the flip side.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
One thing that definitely has been right, one of the facts that is correct, however, about the Keystone Pipeline is it is an export pipeline. And that's right. That's a fact that's right. It's the Canadian tar sands that we're talking about that would then be exported ultimately to Europe and Latin America. And, you know, most of that would be tax-free. And so that heavy crude oil wouldn't really reach our tanks. I wouldn't be driving around in an Acura, a Honda, or my Cadillac, or whatever it is that your ride is. You wouldn't be driving around in that with that oil. So he's absolutely correct in that. So it wouldn't reduce demand for oil. What I've said is that it would create jobs, and it would create jobs from the trucking point of view, it would. And it would also, let's see, what would happen? I did a whole bunch of research on this, and I went through, I mean, I just pored over things, talked to different people about it, and you get, obviously, different skewed points of view on it. But what the best that I could find out, is this. If you had ultimately what would happen here with the Keystone XL is you, the jobs that could be created would be in the thousands. Some are saying hundreds. There are reports of hundreds. But if you count the trucking, if you count the digging, if you count the things that can't be done robotically, then that's pretty much what the target is. Construction jobs would be, you know, construction jobs would be one of the things that, you know, where they would have to have that in the certain other phases of it. What would be the peak workforce would be, if you're talking about construction, could be up to 6,000, maybe even a little bit more. So the job estimates vary. If you talk to the TransCanada people, because this is their baby, they talk about a number of 20,000. That's what they say, 20,000 person years. But that's what they're talking about. And they're using a different kind of model, and they're putting in every single possibility, whether it's tunnels, bridges that have to be repaired, things have to be replaced, blah, 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 upgrading, maintaining, other jobs that would be part of this, you know, part of the whole pipeline thing would lead to that bigger number. So ultimately, if it's the bigger number, we're talking about the ton that I mentioned. To be clear, that's what it would be. And this is something that we'll do this. We did it once. We'll do it again. We'll have more people on to talk about the pipeline because there's confusion as to what it would mean. What would it mean for the U.S.? What does it mean with the protests and the postponements? And I went through all that. That Stephen Chu, and that's true, and that's on the record. He absolutely had approved this, looked at what the environmental studies were, and that the president squashed it temporarily, saying that still some things had to be done. Initially, it looked like the section of the pipeline, the second phase, would be able to go, but that didn't happen, and there were massive. Remember the actress, what's her name? She used to go out with Jackson Brown, Daryl Hannah. She was arrested. She was for trespassing, and she stood in front of one of the pieces of land that would have been part of the pipeline's construction, where they would have constructed part of that. And she was arrested at protests and for trespassing on property and blah, blah, blah. So as it stands right now, the flashpoint in this is It's toast at this point until something changes heading into the next year. For now, it's on ice for at least another couple of months. And what would the compensation be? What would it mean to America? What would it mean to the people that would get the jobs? The shovel-ready jobs are absolutely there. Absolutely. And there's a lot of people lining up on both sides of this thing, to be sure. All right, I want to make sure that we get to nail the score this time around. So I'm going to pump out the number coming up, not just yet, but coming up we have another version of Nail the Score as it's week 7 in the NFL. Can you believe it? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. 5283. Let's go to Sally, patiently waiting in Washington first. Hey, Sally, how are you?
Hi, Kate. I want to say something. I want to pay you a compliment. I love your speaking voice.
Thank you.
And I'm going to try and copy you.
You want to try to copy my speaking voice? All right.
You have good pronunciation. You talk slowly. You stress words. It's easy to understand you. I was telling my brother, older brother, about you today. But you're talking about the pipeline, so I'll change subject. But I really want to speak. I speak fast. You know, you were saying that President Obama, you played a little clip. He was saying the numbers in Governor Romney's plan just don't add up.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the debate, Governor Romney calmly took the floor and said this, I have 20 5 years of experience. And then he talked about all his successes. And he worked with he had to work with Democrats in Massachusetts. That was a big thing. I have a local radio host here that I call some mornings, and he always supported Obama. I mean, Obama could do no wrong. Guess what? He's voting for Governor Romney for that very fact. And so we had a dialogue today, and the dialogue was, I said that, yes, President Obama inherited a bad economy. And he goes, no, President Obama inherited a terrible, awful economy. And I said, okay, he inherited a terrible, awful economy. But I said, in my opinion, this is my opinion, he was the least qualified to deal with it. And then I read of this quote. This was from Senator Barack Obama on March 31st, 2008, before he got elected in November. And President Obama said, or Senator said, the biggest problem we're facing right now have to do with George Bush trying to bring more and more power into the executive branch and not go through Congress at all. And that's what I intend to reverse when I'm President of the United States. Now, you tell me he's not working with Congress at all. And that's what sold this local host, radio host, is the fact that Romney worked with Democrats, and we need to work. And that's what Bill Clinton did. He was a Democratic president. He worked with the Republican Congress.
Yeah, yeah. I said that. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was the key. That was the key to his success. As many detractors as Clinton had, everyone will cop to that. That's what gave him the successes that he had. And you have to be able to, you know, right now we got the two-party system. You got to be able to work with the other side. Otherwise, nothing will ever be accomplished. And we're the ones that are stuck. That's why we only had 61 bills. This is going to be the biggest lame duck Congress ever, because they haven't done anything.
And he said that President Obama, that he had this jobs bill that they weren't passing. Well, none of his Democrats in the House or Senate voted for it. Zero. Zip. None. They got a lot of Democrats in that Senate, in the Senate under Harry Reid. Zip. None. But also, Governor Romney said that the job recovery that President Obama likes to tout is in 2012 is less than it was in 2011. In 2011, it was less than 2010. And in 2010, it was less than 2009. So we're going, it's not getting, we're creeping along. Those are not good numbers.
No, they're not.
And then, and so I agree with you about the pipeline. I like clean water and clean air. The environmentalist group came about because of this. But to me, and this is my opinion again, it's been filled up with communists. And one of the things, I don't know if I've ever said Spartanby Dorch to you, but that's, do you speak German? Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, you know what? And here's the thing, Sally, we're up against it. We're running out of time. You're going to have to make that point another time. But, you know, I see where you're going with this. Here's the problem. I mean, you got to look at all the facts, then you make the ultimate decision was made.
Is this what your bedroom sounds like at night? What if you could stop the snoring instantly without nose strips, mouth guards, or a procedure? Now you can with Snorebreak. Snorebreak is a patented liner for your pillow that's guaranteed to reduce you or your partner's snoring from the very first night. The secret is the soothing oils infused into Snorebreak that improve breathing while you're asleep. It's the same technology used in hospitals to stop snoring, available for your home for the first time ever. Snorebreak is soft and virtually undetectable, and in the largest survey of its kind, Snorebreak reduced snoring for an amazing 74% of participants. For a limited time, you can try Snorebreak risk-free before it's in stores. Put an end to snoring. Get your risk-free trial of Snorebreak while supplies last. Just call 1-800-475-5481. That's 1-800-475-5481. Call 1-800-475-5481.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, sports fans, or people who just like to win, it is time for another edition of Nail the Score. So here's the deal. Oh, Charles in charge. Charles is going to do some squats, stretch out his muscles.
Wait
so
a minute.
That
I didn't sign up for that.
Yeah, no, that's how it works here. Once you decide you're going to do the show, I mean, this isn't a weenie show. This is for people who know how to buck up. So we know that you can do it. You were doing those chin lifts in the studio earlier, so
that was just to show off.
So you got to flex your muscles. Charles Sadler will now let the supercomputer fly, and let's see what the game of the week is going to be for Nail the Score.
All right.
There we go. I was going to say, can we hear that again? The computer was so lame. Must have been one of those Microsoft old versions.
I didn't quite get it close enough to the microphone.
Okay, so the game of the week, folks, is... Would you believe Arizona and Minnesota? Yes, both have a 4-2 record. It's a 1 o'clock East Coast kick. Played at Mall of America Field in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So what do you think happens here in this one? Arizona wins it or Minnesota wins it? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. That's the number to ring in and give us your guess. Or send us your guess at americatonight.net. Click on contact and then you're in. You just have to make sure that you get that guest to us by the top of the hour. So this is the shortened version of Nail the Score. Second you hear this, you got to jump on those lines. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. All right, I'm going to say Arizona wins this one, and I think the final score will be 27-17. That's my guess. Charles in charge, you know how it works here. I know you're such a huge, huge sports fan. What do you think is going to happen?
I know Minnesota, so they'll do good in the first quarter, right?
Yeah, and that's it.
It's going to be probably 24-23
Minnesota?
Otherwise, I'm turning it off.
24.
If it's not a close game, I'm turning it off. I'm not even going to watch it.
All right. If he's that's a spoiled sports fan. I only watch if it's close, and I only watch for the last 5 minutes. So wake me up when the exciting stuff starts.
Oh, I just check. We have the internet now. I just check online.
Yeah, we have the internet now. It's a new thing. You've heard of it, the internet. That's how we check our games. Thank goodness we have the internet now. All right, so I know that I'm confusing people. Normally we do this on Wednesday night, but we shifted it. It was an odd week, so we shifted it to Thursday. I hope many of you get a chance to weigh in. We didn't mean to hijack your world that way. So 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. And as I said, anybody who weighs in through the miracle of the internet, it counts as long as you get it in by the top of the hour. Once it's in the top of the hour, you got it. You are done. You are in. No worries. No worries. We have our first participant, Rick in Illinois. Faithful Rick. He always finds us somehow. Rick, who do you like in this game?
I always play Nalen Palin.
I so want to introduce you to Sarah Palin. I need to at least get you an autographed picture. I'm going to make that happen.
Well, I see they're going back there. Alaska, they kicked their daughter off Dance with the Stars.
You know, here's
why she's on to begin with.
Yeah, because she was a repeat of the first time she was on, so they had other people on that they thought would get ratings, so that's why they did that. And she has the exercise book out, so the Palin family, man, they know how to reinvent themselves.
Yeah, maybe this is it. They'll just dry up and go away.
I don't think so. What do you think, Rick? No. Who's going to win, Arizona or Minnesota?
I got Arizona 16, Minnesota 19.
Ooh, so 19-16 Minnesota, so you're going with the Vikings.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, you know what? Charles said he'd watch that because at least it'd be close. We've had a very weird, thanks Rick, two hands on the wheel. We've had a very weird NFL season that, you know, looking at some of the scores, there have been strange finishes, meaning the scores seem so odd. Even the San Francisco now 5-2. There was a Thursday night game. They beat Seattle, but what a low scoring thing. 13-16 the final, right? In the first quarter, 3 points each. Then Seattle pulls away with a big lead, heading into the locker room, 6-3. Then San Francisco comes out, puts a 7 spot on the board, and goose eggs the rest of the way for Seattle, and it was a boring game. It's a boring game. San Francisco's been kind of fun to watch, but that game is not, I wouldn't have predicted that finish. It's been very, very strange, too. Like, okay, so Dallas is playing Carolina on Sunday. Carolina's 1-4, and Cam Newton, to me, he seems like he's just ready to spring out, but it's not working around him. So Carolina has struggled. Dallas certainly has struggled. They're 2-3. And I think heading into the season, I don't know that I would have really looked at either one of those teams necessarily that way at all. Or, you know, another team that's very surprising, and I guess even bigger than what I just said, is Drew Brees and New Orleans. New Orleans is 1-4. They're heading into Tampa. You know, if I had to predict this game, they're heading into Tampa with a 1-4 record. Tampa's 2-3. What's going on with that team? And you look at the stats, if you didn't know anything about Brees, and you look at the stats, he's got almost 1,800 yards passing. Of course, there's been some problems with interceptions, but this is not the Drew Brees that you're expecting. at all. It's been one of those kind of years. It's like the Jets. The Jets are 3-3 miraculously somehow. Now, that would be an interesting game. That could almost be the game of the week because the Jets and New England, they're both 3-3. Significant. I mean, it's a huge rivalry. Significant impact on what happens when the two play divisionally. So, to me, that game is pretty big. And I think the Arizona-Minnesota game is big, too, because Arizona and where they are and the fact that they could pick up another one is crazy as well. I wouldn't have heading into the season, I wouldn't have looked at Arizona that way. I don't think they would have been in the basement necessarily, but I wouldn't have pegged them to be playing as well as they are. All right, I know you're awake, sleepyheads, and I know we messed with you with the time when we did Nail the Score. It'll be back to its regular time next week. But it is your chance. It's wide open. If nobody's picked any of the scores, you have a chance to get in on this action. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Got a couple of emails here. One from Dougie, who says Minnesota all the way because people are expecting Arizona. I think Minnesota surprises, plus it's a home game. I'm going to say Minnesota takes it 35-21. 35-21 is a whole lot of offense. You think the defense is not going to be there for that one? I'm going to say there's going to be some defense in this one, but you know, my predicting skills have been so off, I'm certainly not going to throw that scoring guess out the window. Here's another one from Babel. Babel says, nail the score, what happened? I was thinking a little nail in last night, but I didn't hear nail the score. So luckily I caught it just quickly here. My guess is Arizona wins this one. Kate, I'm going to agree with you. 21-13. 21-13. All right, Babel, your guess is as good as anyone else's guess out there. This one comes to us from Brad the Machine. I like when there's always got to be, you know, there's got to be story behind some of these nicknames. Brad the Machine, what do you think the machine means? So Brad the Machine says Minnesota will take this one because the X factor is going to be the home crowd. Don't discount the Minnesota fans. I think they'll be pretty loud, and that should help with the undoing of Arizona. As much as you can practice that pump sound in and everything else, it's never quite the same as in a real live game situation. You know, it'd be a big win for Arizona, but I think that they really have a legitimate chance at taking this. So the as the story goes with Arizona and the matchups and looking at the matchups, you know, the Vikings absolutely struggled in their last game at Washington because interceptions was the name of the game, unfortunately for them. But Christian Ponder certainly has got to be getting a boost to his confidence, and he really played well in the first couple of games out of the chute. The first month, really, he played well. And you'll always have Adrian Peterson to look at because he's somebody who can, he's almost at 500 yards. He's somebody who averages 96.8 yards. And he can be deadly if he gets the right kind of lane, gets the right kind of breakaway. So I wouldn't just completely count them out. I wouldn't. I think that this has the makings for a very, very good game. All right, hang in there. Promise we'll get to you if you call in 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Stay with us.
Help Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Okay. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you storing food?
Yeah.
Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent. And sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
If you want to nail the score, man, don't waste the time. Jump on the lines now. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Or you can shoot us a quick email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Do it until the top of the hour, then you are out. you have to, it's not fair to anybody who called in, like Dale in Missouri probably has red eye, pink eye from waiting, saying, where is Nail the Score? Finally, she comes up with it. Hey, Dale, how are you?
Hi, Kate.
Hi, you don't have pink eye, do you?
No, I don't have pink eye.
Okay,
they might be
good.
Red, I don't know. Hey, this Nail the Score is tough.
It is tough.
Yes. And I haven't done very good, but I feel lucky.
Okay, good.
Okay. I'm going for Arizona over Minnesota, 28-23.
Ooh. 28-23. Yeah. Dale, you are locked and loaded.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for the call. And
okay.
enjoy watching the game. And for everybody who is wondering, what is she doing? Next week, it'll be back to the normal night, Nail the Score. You can call us at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're nailing the score. Here's how it works, Arizona or Minnesota. And give us your guess. Who's going to win it? What do you think the final score is going to be? You don't have to know diddly about football. You can analyze this forwards, backwards, and everywhere in between and still get it wrong. It is like picking lottery numbers.
I don't know a thing, and I picked.
That's right. You did 24-23, Minnesota. So you picked Minnesota. All right. There are some other games, too, that are on the board that I mentioned, because really there were a couple of big ones. I think the Jets and San Francisco, without a doubt, it's a very huge game because of the division rivalry and all that other kind of stuff. But just for grins, people have been watching Oakland and waiting for a big breakout. Oakland has been pathetic this year. Oakland is 1-4. They're taking on Jacksonville, hosting Jacksonville. They're also 1-4. Carson Palmer waiting for the big breakout. So are the Oakland fans. Carson Palmer, the QB of this team, talked about getting back into the swing and how this was a must-win game.
Get a chance to play in front of our fans. It feels like it's been a while with last week and with the bye. But it's a must-win for us. It's an AFC game and an opportunity to start climbing our way back into this race.
All right, boy, they better climb fast, because if they lose this one, if they did lose this one, then being 1-5, you are so toast. I just don't see Oakland going anywhere. It's already tough at this point, but to pick up a game and be 2-4 versus 1-5, yeah. Jason Garrett, the Cowboys head coach, talked about how big this is for the Cowboys this week. Same thing, because the Cowboys in their division, it's tough. You know, the Giants are 4-2. Washington is 3-3. And you look at Dallas, and they're 2-3. Boy, they had so many possibilities early in the season, games they should have won, and they didn't.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
Exactly. That's what their fans are saying. They lost by a kick to Baltimore last time around, although it was over 50 yards. So this time around, Jason Garrett is saying, hey, it's pretty obvious what we have to do.
It's a must-win game for us. Coach had a chance to put all the standings and the records in the AFC up and show us where we stand. And it's a good football team that plays really good on the road. They have the same record, but they've been very successful on the road and over the history of the last, 3 years he showed us. So we got to play good football.
Got to play good football. I mean, that's it. And if they don't play good football, then they're not going to win. Boy, it's funny. Jason Garrett, that didn't even sound like Jason Garrett. He must have had too many pops when he was there at practice. Sound like he drank a gallon of Gatorade or something. Wow. So the Monday night game is at Soldier Field in Chicago. And this, too, is kind of intriguing because Matt Stafford, I think, I love this quarterback, but it's been a crazy year for Detroit. And Chicago's 4-1, so they could go 5-1 if they beat Detroit. And they have a good chance to do that. They're the odds-on favorite, really, for that game anyway. And, you've got where if you look around and see ultimately where the standings are, this is the deal. You either step up and take the big swing or take the swing that sends you in the opposite direction, sitting on a bench somewhere waiting for a tee time and not really being a part of this at all. We've talked about the advantage of drugs and, of course, all the stuff that's happened with Lance Armstrong. What's interesting is the story broke about Adderall and the fact that Adderall is being scrutinized right now because players say that banned drugs, you see how big some of the players are still being used because of the demands of the sport. So now the drug that people are using is Adderall. They're using this because they think that usually this is a thing that's prescribed to patients with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And now you got a bunch of players that are getting supposedly a boost from it. So they're taking Adderall. Boy, that's scary, isn't it? And there's a kind of a little bit of an investigation going on into the use of it, how widespread it is. Marco in, I want to say Polo, in Illinois. Marco, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Kate?
Good, man. Are you a Chicago Bears fan?
I like them all right, though, but I hate a quarterback, so I don't really know.
Jay Cutler, yeah. Yeah, there used to be great quarterbacks for Chicago. I agree with you.
When? We haven't had a good quarterback since Jim McMahon.
Well, that's it. Jim McMahon. The quarterback shuffle.
That's the one and only.
All right, but you had some other good players on the field.
I think there was a Chris Miller maybe for a little bit.
Yeah.
Detroit has had as many bad quarterbacks as we have had. That's how bad our quarterbacks have been.
Yeah, there you go. You've had some tremendous players, though, back in the day. The Gale Sayers, yeah.
We had running backs up the wazoo.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks, not so much.
Yeah.
Not so much.
All right. Point taken.
I'll go, let's see here. I haven't listened all night, but I'll go 23-17 Chicago.
Wait, Chicago. It's Minnesota-Arizona game.
Can you
repeat the part of it?
Detroit.
No, I was talking about Detroit and Chicago because I was talking about the other games. But the game of the week is Minnesota and Arizona. So just pick one of those two teams.
Minnesota. All right. That's an interdivision rival. But I think Minnesota can take you with they got the ground and pound with Harvin and Peterson. Against that tough Arizona defense. Uh-oh, looks like they're hitting the brakes. All right, I'll go Minnesota 24 over 17 with Arizona. I got to call you another time, Kate. We're going to talk about that guru who called yesterday. Talking about Obama. I can't handle it. Later.
All right, call me again, Marco. 24-17. How about that? So he gets the last word. He's doing the quarterback shuffle along with the Chicago Bears shuffle from way back when. Oh, that's like in the 80s. We're talking 80s and the fridge and that short, brief excitement in the Windy City once again for the Chicago Bears. All right, good luck to everyone who played Nail the Score.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.